It's the Vibe Report. Oh, too bad. I would like to finish the story.
Is that crisp or crispy?
Yes.
Thanks for saving me, Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Oh, this payphone thing is kind of wild sometimes.
Oh, you're on a payphone?
Yeah.
You're standing out of doors.
No, I'm actually...
They put a payphone in your house.
No, I'm right next to the ladies' bathroom in the Lone Star.
You mean you never got home last night?
I did get home.
Well, what are you doing up there again?
It's the ugly part of the thing, man, you know.
You're
like
moving gear.
I used to have roadies.
Oh, no.
I'm not really moving gear. I'm just pointing at stuff because of my bad back, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you got Commandant Werner moving the gear?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what is today's vibe?
Today's vibe is another beautiful day. Another perfect day.
So nice to be spending it with you.
Yeah. How's the show?
It's the most amazing thing that's ever happened on radio, and you missed it, like, ever.
What'd you do?
Nothing. We got the Jer Canoe, which has absolutely no brakes if you've ever driven it, so it's been fun right from the get-go.
That's true, out of the gate. We're, like, leaning out of the window yelling, no brakes, no brakes, yeah. Like those messenger guys.
Did the Jericho come with?
No, Jer's got the rice rocket.
Oh.
We swapped cars for the day.
We swapped the rice rocket for the Jer Canoe and the Great Gaylord.
Yes.
Hey, Roscoe.
The Great Gaylord is here.
How about it, Gaylord?
Hey, Roscoe.
So, don't you have a Valentine's Day vibe?
Oh.
Yeah, think love.
That's another thing that I forgot.
It's coming up this Thursday, and, you know, we had quite a discussion with ML last night about presents.
What does she want, a Jaguar?
No, it's actually something fairly affordable and fun to shop for.
Oh, underwear?
Ladies' undergarments. My favorite shopping experience in
Roscoe's size?
In the present world. Not in Roscoe's size.
It's just, you know, every time I go to try to buy it, the people just won't believe that I'm not buying it for myself.
Well, I think ML's size is a little smaller than yours.
Well, they still think that I'm buying it for myself.
Hey, Roscoe, I'm willing to go with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It helps to have when I went for Sally's Christmas skivvies, I took Alice along.
Oh, great.
For the extra credibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you up on that.
The female factor.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll get a job this week so I can make some money to buy a present.
You had quite a full house there last night.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And any response to your record industry tirade from the upper decks?
I didn't know that I was saying anything mean-spirited.
Yeah,
it wasn't mean-spirited, it was just hateful.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean,
I'm the last guy who would disagree with you.
If these people would just get out of my way, I could be famous.
Well, you have to keep in mind who you're talking to here, you know?
But I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about another one of their guys that they all hate anyway.
But you don't think they all think about it like they're all family?
Not Bill Hine. You know, he's... You know, like, those guys want to have a Ferrari. They don't want to be driving around in a Volkswagen with a Ferrari body.
Yeah.
He wanted... That guy is so bent that that's what he wanted. He wanted a Volkswagen with a plastic Ferrari body.
Well, you know what Mick told us about the big thing they do in L.A. with the Jaguars?
What?
They buy a brand new Jaguar, they take it over to the shop, they have them rip out the engine because the engines are terrible,
engines
and they put
suck.
In a brand new...
Chevy motors.
Yeah, Chevy engine in it.
That's pretty cool.
You know, a nice $85,000 car.
It's like they put the GM air conditioning in the Rolls Royce at the factory.
Didn't know that.
Well, take notes. Could be a quiz this week.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Indeed.
You could win some ladies' underwear.
Yeah. I talked to a big Hound Show fan this afternoon.
Oh?
Armload of records? Coke bottle glasses?
Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, yeah. Marshall.
But he and I have something in common that I don't think he realizes.
What?
Ken here blows both of us a lot of money. Also, Billy Perkins and Lisa and I saw him sing the national anthem at Municipal Stadium in Baltimore this summer.
Really?
When it was 94 degrees at game time.
Wow.
Well, seeing as my...
Those routed the White Sox.
Seeing as my last name and his first name are the same thing, put him down for the Comrex benefit, the Roscoe Supergroup.
Yeah, Marshall, you got some work you got to do for us, pal.
He called me, then I called him back, and when I called him, it was like, well, what are you... doing home, I thought that you guys drove to some mountaintop to...
That's the story we heard. Is that...
He told me that he does do that occasionally.
He drives to a mountaintop
where he can still get the feeble FMU signal.
We heard if you put a pyramid over your radio, it comes in better.
Is that right?
A pyramid's record, I think that is.
Oh.
Yeah, penetration.
Well, I told him that you had given your Led Zeppelin presence cover
object to antenna.
For, yeah, you know, the station sucker worked pretty good.
To Jack Boy, who never listens to the show.
He never heard Jack.
But
he came to the gig?
He was at the gig.
He was at the bar
having a great time with his new haircut.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Today's vibe is just this, and I'm
having
a wonderful time. Tonight, Brian, me and Brian took a cab up, you know, and he's like, can you pop for this one? I've only got 100. It's kind of a Ted Baxter kind of thing.
Yeah, really. Well, the similarity doesn't end there.
Well, guys, I'm sure that you've got some noisy stuff to follow up this entertaining vibe report.
The noisiest.
We certainly do.
What do you have?
We have the Great Gaylord record all queued up and on turntable numero uno. And for Sonny, we got some Neil Young, and we got some, for Sonny Bono's birthday today, we have the Dictators version of I Got You Babe on CD.
Oh, great. Hey, you know what? I got a hold of this guy that used to put out these punk rock records in L.A., this guy named Posh Boy, and it looks like he's going to put out a 45 of the Dirty Dogs doing Let's Beat Up a Cop.
Excellent.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, so I got to look for some pictures, you know.
You know what you should do is just run a picture of the side of your hand where you got cuffed that time.
Oh, yeah,
maybe with the wet pee song on the other side.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You can be on there as executive producer.
Okay.
From Creative Concepts.
Mm-hmm. Ideas Inc.
Name and address.
Get Walter Yetnikoff on the phone. Walter, sit down.
Yeah.
I got it. This is heavy.
Walter, Creative Concepts here.
Okay, well, I'm going to go consult on something else.
Okay, Ross, go ahead.
We'll see you later.
Yep. Aloha. Oh, the Vibe Meister. What a guy.
What a guy indeed.
Yeah.